He sprang up suddenly. "Do you all take me for a fool?" In a fit of rage, he threw the head at door. The commander, his arms still in chains, could not catch it, and the small head of solid silver landed in door's lap and struck his testicles, the only part of his body that had thus far been spared from torture. His face contorted with pain. Door held his breath and gulped deeply. All of a sudden, his mouth went dry, and his eyes wandered restlessly between the woman before him and the brutally tortured Francesco, for whom he felt a profound responsibility. Feverishly, he mulled over how he could escape this trap. He had one small advantage. Umbert wanted something from him, and badly. Till now, his efforts had not seen much success, and King Philip would probably base the fate of his Grand Inquisitor's career on precisely this task.
"If you would give me a sip of water,"
Dor said with a calmness that surprised even himself,
"I could consider breaking my silence."
He lowered his eyes and tried to seem disinterested. He could not afford to let Umbert notice how dear the youngster's life was to him.
"Do as he wishes,"
Umbert said, gesturing to the dungeon's warden to serve Dor water with a ladle. Dor gulped down the cold water like a camel that had been lost in the desert. His remaining teeth hurt terribly, but still, his thoughts cleared with each sip, and his voice sounded clear and firm as he proceeded.
"I will tell you what you want to hear,"
he began, looking up at the Grand Inquisitor innocently.
"On one condition."
"I don't think you're in a position to set conditions,"
Umbert retorted icily, glancing quickly at the young woman still cowering on the floor.
"And I think you have questions only I can answer,"
Dor countered. The Inquisitor turned his gaze to Francesco, the young Templar knight.
"You need not take him into consideration at all," Dor remarked tonelessly. "After all, I haven't told you what you wanted to hear despite all his screaming."
In truth, Dor had not known who had been screaming till now.
"Then it would certainly not bother you,"
Umbert responded mercilessly,
"if I killed him in front of you."
The young woman pressed her fists against her ears and screamed as if a knife had stabbed her in the stomach. She clung, sobbing, to Dor's motionless legs, and begged for Francesco's life.
"It troubles me not,"
feigned Dor, regarding Francesco's sister as if she were a pitiable lunatic.
"But it appears that the life of her brother means something to this young lady, and it would reflect poorly on me if I entrusted such a momentous secret to someone so heartless that he would cause an innocent creature such misery."
"What do you want?"
bellowed Umbert, striking the desk with the palm of his hand. Dor knew he had baited him.
"I guarantee you, you can torture the boy until his soul leaves his body. It will be of no use to you."
He fell silent and regarded the Grand Inquisitor with an appraising look.
"Did you really think that we would trust a child whose tongue works quicker than his brain with our greatest secrets?"
Umbert examined Francesco de Salazar, bathed in blood and sweat, nearly unconscious from pain. The young Catalan looked nothing like the proud Templar knight who had fought in the Crusades and struck fear into the hearts of all who opposed him.
"Return him to his family,"
Dor said, and looked at the young maiden whose eyes darted half hopeful, half afraid, between him and the beast in elegant robes.
"And once I receive notice from his kin that he has arrived home safe and sound, I will reveal to you what you want to hear."
"Good,"
Umbert agreed brusquely, and signaled to the torturer.
"Let them go."
The torturer received the order with disbelief.
2 weeks,
Umbert snarled, looking down at Dor in irritation.
"And not a day more. Then you will reveal to me the truth."